Well, what about Jax? Did you all ever have Jax? You use Jax?
Yes, but we, it seemed like that was a game which fascinated adults, but it was not really, you know, all that group. It was sort of like, you know, the more individualized version of London Bridge and Drop the Hanky and... It seemed like a couple of other games which adults always used to think that children just love to play.
Well, let's go back. The old house. How you mentioned earlier the way your house was heated? I don't remember. Did you have coal in your house at all?
No. From the time that I from earliest as I can remember, we always had an oil furnace.
Well, if you had,
we did have a coal burning grate in our upstairs fireplace.
You did?
Yes.
But where'd you carry coal in up to that?
Scuttle.
In a coal scuttle.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear that called anything else?
It seems like I can, but not from that era of my life. Well, I refer to it as a coal scuttle. And of course, it was a very distinctive shape. It would not be confused with a bucket or anything like that.
What was the shape like?
Like a huge galvanized metal creamer.
That's very interesting. Sort of laying on its side, maybe?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say how it is shaped.
But it's different from a bucket.
Yes. It's got a spout. So but not a spout like a teapot or a coffee pot or anything like that.
Right, so that you could pour the coal out.
Yes,
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, oftentimes now you in old houses they'll have a stove of some sort or a place where they cook and old fashioned things. And then running up from that is a thing that leads into the chimney. What do you call
it? Stovepipe.
Stovepipe. Okay. What are some of the parts of that? You got the stovepipe, and then...
Well, you've got your first elbow, then you've got a length of stovepipe with a damper in it. Then, like I said, my own wooden stove up in Athens, and you've got another elbow, which leads outside. And
that leads to the chimney itself.
Well, then there's no... On my stove, there's no chimney, per se, to the wood stove, not a brick. I just continue my stovepipe on up above the roof line, and then I have a galvanized metal cap on it.
I see. Well, what's the difference between a flue and a stovepipe?
I really cannot think of any, except that I would normally think of a flue as being what is enclosed by either a stovepipe or a chimney, rather than being the stovepipe or chimney itself. In other words, the flue is the passage through which the smoke goes.
Okay. Okay, well now, if you have a bunch of things to carry around your farm, what do you carry them around in, things that you might lift up with?
A wheelbarrow.
Okay. Do you have any other, are there any other things like that? Have you ever heard a wheelbarrow called anything else?
I think so, but I cannot recall it. It seems like I can remember thinking there was a difference between a metal wheelbarrow and the wooden, more box-shaped wheelbarrow, or really the more older design, the more older. Yeah. I don't normally say things like that. That's not part of my own idiolect.
Okay.
You
ever hear them called a Georgia buggy? Okay. If you're...